Hello, I'm Jared Atha for Right Radio. Here is today's news podcast for Monday, April 25th, 2011. Today's top story. Clinton officials get their guy. The Clinton School District has a new superintendent. Kevin Heim has been hired by the Board of Education during a special meeting this afternoon. Heim outlined some of the challenges he faces as superintendent.
My goal is we want to prepare our kids, our students. That's our job. We want to prepare them for life after high school, whether it is prepared to go to work or prepared to go to college. But we want to give them the best possible situation that they can be in to move forward after they graduate.
Heim currently serves as superintendent at Woodland School District in North Central Oklahoma. Heim will succeed Jason Sternberger, who accepted the superintendent job at Kingfisher. Authorities have identified the pilot killed in an experimental aircraft crash in Beckham County near Elk City on Thursday. Mike Smith reports on that.
63-year-old Arthur Lazzarini of Haley, Idaho, died in the crash. The Federal Aviation Administration says the aircraft left Sarah about 11:15 Thursday morning and disappeared from radar around noon. A rancher notified authorities about 1:15 Thursday afternoon that he had found a debris field and the crash site.
Custer County commissioners have decided to rescind the burn ban for 1 week. County Commissioner James Covey details what led to the commissioner's decision.
We've had this precipitation over the weekend. We realized that it doesn't solve all the problems. We looked at lifting it for a week to allow individuals to take care of some issues that they need to take care of, burning trees and whatnot. We do encourage them to watch the weather. If the system blows out and it turns dry again, that we would discourage it.
Covey says commissioners will review the burn ban next Monday. Clinton firemen were called to Baker Hughes earlier this afternoon. Fire Chief Wade Anders details the incident.
The men were working back here and caused a slag to come off up high where they were welding, cutting, and fall down. It melted the acetylene hoses and caught those on fire, and it caused it to burn out the pop-off valve on the acetylene bottle and stuff. And it didn't explode, but it seemed like it. When there's that much pressure, it's definitely a tension getter.
No injuries were reported. Clinton City officials continue to gear up for a vote this June to extend the city sales tax that ended in March. City Manager Steve Hewitt says it would only be an extension, not a new tax, and would be used for many different needs.
Continue paying off some debt from Acme Park, as well as we have a need for a new fire station. Our fire station built in the early 30s is to a point now we've outgrown that, and to meet the modern standard of regulations and standards today, we need to look at a new fire station and also modernize our police facility at City Hall. So those three items would be on the ticket, and as well as any excess dollars that we'd bring in for economic development. And that can be a broad range of business, housing, lots of different areas.
Voters will cast ballots on the issue on June 14th. More news after this.
Here at Right Radio, we strive to bring you the best in music, news, weather, and production. In doing so, we have made it easy for you, our listeners, to connect and listening to the finest programming we have on our network. Don't forget to like our stations on Facebook, follow our stations on Twitter, and subscribe to this podcast for the latest on local news and beyond. No matter where you are, you can stay connected with Right Radio. Thanks for listening.
Custer County Sheriff Bruce Peoples is recovering after being hospitalized from an accident earlier this week. Detective Eric Short says the incident occurred while Peoples was working on his barn.
He was about 10, 12 foot off the ground on a ladder. The ladder came out from underneath him, and he fell and sustained a hip injury and a broken left arm.
Short says Sheriff Peoples is doing well and is expected back home next week. A Mountain View woman was last listed in stable condition, suffering from head injuries in a one-vehicle accident Saturday afternoon in Kiowa County. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says 59-year-old Rhonda Myers was hospitalized after the vehicle she was driving failed to negotiate a curve and went off of State Highway 9 and rolled. Myers was pinned in the wreckage for about 40 minutes. A passenger in the vehicle suffered only minor injuries. A native of Kenya is one of a dozen people from Kenya and Uganda visiting on a special grant awarded to the Oklahoma State University's Division of Agricultural Ag Communication Department. Gilbert Landgat was in Weatherford Friday and is learning how communication occurs in the agricultural community and how production information is disseminated. Langad is a broadcaster. He expands on what he hopes to learn on his trip to Oklahoma.
Reporting is very important. I've seen a lot of reporting where farmers are prepared even before they plant their crops and even before they raise their cattle. and they are always guided even on market reporting on the prices, and this will help them to make the best decisions in their part. What we have in Kenya, we've been having reportings where we only report on possibly disasters when the crop fails. That's what we report. But we want to see a situation where we can now help to prepare the farmers even before that happens. We take them through the steps, preparing the lands up to the time they harvest and even market their crop.
Radio Oklahoma's Ron Hayes says a group from Oklahoma will travel to Kenya and Uganda later this summer to learn similar information in those countries. Two Southwestern Oklahoma State University graduates are out of the amazing race after being eliminated during an episode that aired on CBS last night. Jet McCoy stumbled on the task of measuring the length of Liechtenstein while riding a motorized bicycle and took the blame for being eliminated. But his brother, Cord, didn't see it that way.
We're a team. The first day, we signed the same dotted line to be a team to run the amazing race.
Right.
So I'm not going to say this was Jet's fault and that was my fault. He's my partner. I don't care what country we go to, which way we go around the world. He's still my partner.
The Cowboys' fate was sealed when the final team ahead of them used its U-turn on them, making them complete another task. In state news, much-needed rain is falling in the state. Christina Eckert has more on that.
But what's not needed is the severe weather and the flooding that was seen over the weekend in eastern Oklahoma. Once again, however, most of the rain today will be confined to the east. Tuesday night into Wednesday is the best chance for rains in western Oklahoma.
Today's top story, Clinton officials get their guy. I'm Jared Atha for Right Radio.